Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I appreciate the opportunity to be here today. My name is Carl Cinderbrand. I'm a senior partner at Axley Brittleson Law Firm. I am not the attorney representing Wisconsin Wetlands in this matter. I am a member of the Board of Wisconsin Wetlands. I am here in that capacity and also in my personal professional capacity. I'm going to take a little different tact in my comments today because I think the issue here is not just of one wetland and one project, but because it focuses on one project and one decision, I think this bill is dangerous precedent and poor policy. Let me just give you a little bit of background of my own to put my comments in context. I've been practicing law for over 30 years here in Madison. I've represented DNR and other administrative agencies. I've worked with the agencies on behalf of private and public clients, and I have on more occasions than I can count been opposed to DNR and on behalf of private clients. I've been practicing governmental, environmental, and construction law now for over 30 years, and I was recently listed as one of the top 50 lawyers in the state of Wisconsin by Milwaukee Magazine. So, like my colleague and friend Mr. Kent, I'm pretty familiar with the DNR and water law process. I am concerned by some of the comments we've heard this morning and the underlying principles, policy, and precedent that it sets. We have had a sort of a political paradigm over the course of times that somehow business and the environment are environmental protection are anathema to each other. And I think it's probably a truism that if all you're looking to do is create jobs, you can justify any kind of erosion of our natural resources, whether it is adding pollution to the air or filling in a stream or building up a stream bank or filling in a wetland. It necessarily follows that if you're going to construct something there, you're going to construct jobs. I think that the response of Bass Pro Shop to what's been going on here that we just heard about late last week is a good illustration and perhaps demonstration that we should be looking elsewhere, and that this sort of battle between the business community and the environment, maybe it plays good politics, but as a matter of policy, it's illusory, that there are ways for business and resource preservation to exist in harmony, and indeed preserving our wetland and other water resources are critical to our reputation, to our vision to others, to our tourist industry, and to our economic well-being and the well-being of our citizens. There are other sites within this 300 acres that are available. There is an abandoned store down the block that's available, and it doesn't, by not filling a precious wetland, does not mean you're losing business or intruding into the business community. I would also say that, at least from what they say, and I take it at face value, Bass Pro Shop has not backed away from this, if they were ever involved at all, because of the difficulties associated with permitting. It's because they identify themselves as a sportsman retail establishment serving sportsmen, hunters, fishers, fishermen, campers, and the notion of filling a wetland for a sports and camping store doesn't make sense to them as a matter of business policy. The second point I'd like to make is that oftentimes, especially with a In a young legislature, in a new administration, the law that comes out that's most dangerous is the law of unintended consequences. And I'm concerned that that's going to happen here. Plainly, this is private legislation. You are being asked to decide a case. You're not being asked to legislate policy. You're not being asked to adopt or affirm rules that are going to apply statewide. You're asking to being asked to decide a case, to debate the merits of a case. That has never been the role of the legislature, nor should it be. In order to make a private bill pass constitutional muster, however, because there is a constitutional prescription, private legislation is then written in more generic terms. And when one writes a bill in generic terms, one is not sure whether it's only going to apply to the one piece of private land that you're trying to apply it to. So, for example, this bill was originally written to apply to all wetlands of a certain time in the entirety of Brown County. Now it's all wetlands of a certain type in the community of Ashwaubenon. You're still talking about a generic group of wetlands, and I cannot say, and I don't think anybody here can say, that it will only apply to this one specific plot of land. And so that is concern as well. Obviously, it's an uncomfortable role for the legislature to be being asked to decide cases, and you cannot have the information that an independent administrative law judge will have in reaching a decision. So your decision, if you just choose to decide a case, will be limited by the type of information that's presented to you at this hearing. And that, too, is dangerous precedent. There are many facts and features associated with this project that have not been presented or fleshed out here today. For example, the DNR science-based staff, the technical staff who reviewed this project up in Green Bay, concluded that this project was unapprovable. Not that it couldn't be mitigated or shouldn't be mitigated. It was unapprovable under our rules and regulations. And that was reversed without any documented analysis by senior management in Central Office DNR. And this was done, as this legislation is being proposed, for a particular influential individual. And again, it raises a policy question of whether that is an appropriate role for our legislature and whether that is the type of message that we want to send to our population and our citizens. I would encourage you to, at a minimum, take no action on this bill at this time for at least two reasons. First, there is no project. The project as presented to DNR was that this would be filled to meet the needs and to develop a Bass Pro Shop. Bass Pro Shop, apparently there was little to no discussion with Bass Pro Shop about whether they wanted to be here. But it's plain now that Bass Pro Shop is not part of this project. And so it raises the question, is there a project at all, or is there a desire at some point in the future to have a project? And if there is a project, what is it going to be, what's its footprint, and does it require the filling of any wetlands? 11 acres is a pretty large site. And not every organization or entity that's going to want to sit in a desirous location is going to need more than 11 acres that would warrant a fill. So there is no rush from that perspective and no compelling need to grant Mr. Bergstrom his special legislation. The second point I would make is that there are continuing discussions among DNR, the applicant, and Wisconsin Wetlands, and perhaps others. There was a meeting just yesterday afternoon in that regard. Action that you would take or might take with respect to this piece of legislation unquestionably would influence the outcomes of those discussions. Since there is no rush, because there is no project at this point in time, we would ask that you allow those discussions to proceed, to allow reasonable minds to prevail, and to allow the parties to seek out and find compromise that will benefit our local economy in Green Bay and also preserve our natural resources without setting the precedent and policy that this legislation would entail. Thank you.